Rock and roll football on Absolute Radio with Matt Ford and Matt Dyson.
Well, look who's wandered in.
Yeah, back for another podcast, are you?
Yeah. I was actually talking to you, not the listener. I meant because you were in the studio.
Yes, I am. I only just made it. This train strike. I mean, what's that, 20% of services running? I was one of the lucky 20%.
Well, we're lucky to have you here.
It's great to be
here. We're the lucky 100% who get to see you, get to hear you, get to experience Matt Dyson.
Yeah.
You're looking great, by the way.
Well, thank you, thank you. So are you. Nice to see your haircut up close and personal.
Both issues explored in today's show. Dyson's ability to pull off any look.
Which I think is debatable, yeah.
And my scare cut. It's a bad haircut. I'm meeting a friend in a bit and I'm going to have to go, look, it's not what I asked for. I think for the next few months I'm just going to have to go, I didn't want it like this.
Yeah, before you say anything. Or you just wear a hat. I mean, I think it might be easier to just wear a
hat. No, I haven't got the right head shape. Oh, I always look odd. I always look out of place in a
hat.
Really?
Even a beanie hat?
Even a beanie hat. It doesn't suit my face. No, I can't. And then I get sweaty and then I take the hat off and then my hair looks even worse.
Yeah. I'm not a big hat wearer either, I must admit. Yeah.
You'd look good in a cowboy hat. But like a pink one off a hen do.
In your dreams, sunshine.
Oh, we can all dream, of course. But today's show, as always, man, I think it's fair to say, full of hot content.
Yes, hijinks, japes and pranks. Yeah, certainly. One is played on me, in fact, dear listener. Yeah.
Live, during the show.
As the show is going on, yeah. And then also we hear an impression that's... that's what we'd say. We summon someone who's living.
We do.
On the seance, which is very impressive, worth sticking around for.
Yeah, in case you were just thinking of Canada's off halfway through, do listen to the end.
Yeah,
we know you usually don't, but do listen to the end. Yeah. And while we've got you, leave a 5-star written review. Help the podcast get up the charts.
If you can, thank you.
Which you probably can. I mean, you've given them a way out there.
Yeah. What, if you've done one, you can't do another one? Is that how it works?
Or I think you can probably do a new one and it'll just
ones.
That one
so
will...
Yeah, if that's
will,
you, yeah. Don't worry about it. Yeah,
just keep doing it. One. Set up multiple accounts,
yes.
Game the system, get us to the top of those charts. Enjoy the show.
Brace yourselves. It's time for the Rock and Roll Football Podcast.
All today's Premier League games, there's a half five kickoff, but yeah, the games we'll be featuring on the show are 3 o'clock kickoffs. Yeah. And fresh from talking off mic about his obsession with Married at First Sight UK.
Yeah. Do you want to talk about it on mic or not? Well, later.
Save later. Let's talk about Married at First Sight later. But for now, here to preview a red-hot day of Premier League football, it's Matt Dyson.
Yes, as you say, Fordy. No early kick-off in England today for some reason. I can only presume BT Sport couldn't be bothered to try and navigate their way through a train strike today. And who can blame them, really? We have got the hottest of red-hot action to come, though, as we get to witness the goal machine Erling Haaland play in a 3 o'clock kick-off on a Saturday afternoon. The Ivan Drago of Premier League football. Whatever he hits, he destroys. Records, he must break them. With an appearance and stats reminiscent of the Soviet boxer in Rocky IV, by far the quickest player ever to score a hat-trick of hat-tricks. 40 games quicker than Michael Owen.
Wow.
The Norse god of the Etihad goes into battle once again at home to Southampton, whose manager Ralf Hasenhüttl could be banished back to the Austrian Alps anytime soon. So impressive is Haaland that one Man United fan is claiming to have started a petition to have him removed from the Premier League for being a robot. He has scored 14 goals in the league in just 8 games so far, even 6 more than the entire Southampton team have managed, which is ridiculous. We don't talk about Bruno anymore in relation to Wolves.
He had it
large for the last time in their 2-0 defeat.
Cleverer.
At West Ham. Thank you, last weekend. We don't talk about Bruno. He told them that they'd improve the next day. Dead. He said they'd make the top 6, but the relegation zone instead. We don't talk about Bruno.
No.
The movers and shakers at Molineux said, Silencio, Bruno, after one defeat too many. I'm aware I'm mixing my Disney references there. Luca and Encanto. Deep cuts for all the parents of young children with Disney Plus subscriptions listening this afternoon. Man of the Jealous Wolves are at Chelsea after their impressive 3-0 win against AC Milan in the Champions League on Wednesday, or Milan, as everyone calls them now. Elsewhere, Newcastle play Greenford with talismans Saint-Maximin ready to return again, and Bournemouth are at home to Leicester. Air horns shall be sounded as the goals go in, including some from the Championship, the Scottish top flight, and the National League as well, for good measure. I love rock and roll football, so put another pound in the jukebox, Ford. I love rock and roll football, so come and take your time and dance with us.
Yes! Oh, Dyson, a mix of rock and roll history, Disney films.
It's all in there. It's a melting pot.
It is. Welcome to the melting pot of football. Now, something happened to me this week, Dyson.
Oh, yes.
I went to the barber's.
Ah.
And I asked for a haircut.
Now, nice.
Just be honest. Just tell me, what do you think of that haircut?
It looks like your usual short back and sides, doesn't it, really? Generally, I think.
Okay, I don't think it does.
Why? What's happened?
I think he's cut it too short, too high, so... What I like is number two to maybe the temple, and then just all the rest of it to be hair.
Yes.
But this, I don't know if you can hear that, the sort of slap head element of my forehead.
Yeah,
it's not flattering. I need a bit of hair just to cover.
I find a lot of barbers these days go a lot higher than they used to.
They do? Why do they do that?
I don't know why, and then they blend it in using the clippers rather than scissors, I find, in my barbers anyway.
Then
it's like shaved all the way up the sides right to the top of the head, pretty much.
And that's not what I want.
No.
The problem is, they usually... trial and error, I found this barber's near me.
Oh, yeah.
And often I'll just say, number two just to there, and then just to just cut the rest of it.
But they ignore that.
He did this time. He did this time. And I was just like, at the moment he went straight up the side, I was like, I think it makes me look more bold and more old. I think it makes me look like a slap head.
No, it is quite short. What about the back? You know, sometimes they do it too far up on the neck.
Just all of it. All of it. It's just too short round the whole area of my head.
When you were on Politics Live the other day,
on
BBC,
you bring that up.
Was that what you had it for that?
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought you looked very good on that.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, yeah. So I think it's a professional haircut. Why am I going to bring that up?
Because I trended on Twitter after that for my opinions.
I love it when you do your serious politics stuff. It's a different face of Ford, isn't it, than we see on a Saturday afternoon.
I make light-hearted comments on this show about current affairs, but obviously they are two very separate enterprises.
You're multi-dimensional character, aren't you? Yeah, quite right.
The point was about I don't like my haircut, is my point.
And
the problem is, once he's cut it too short, once he's gone that far back with the shears, there's nothing you can do.
Well, mine's quite high up, don't you think?
Yeah, but the thing is, Dyson, I've told you this, you're like Beckham. You can carry off any look, any clothes.
Beckham.
You can,
no one has ever said that before.
Because you've got such strong features. You've got good eyebrows, you've got beautiful eyes.
I don't know about that, but
honestly, you can carry off any form of facial hair, length of hair, clothing item, any weight, any height.
Really?
You've just got the perfect face. Genuinely.
Okay, thanks. Yeah, cheers, mate. Producer Liam, you're being very quiet. Do you agree with us on this? Or
be honest about my hair. Do you think it...
It looks different.
It does, yeah.
It looks different.
And it does.
Not bad.
No, but it is bad. I think it's bad.
I don't think it's bad. I think it looks good.
Okay.
But I agree on your point.
Oh, really? Thanks.
What, the barbers are going too far high up?
Any hair he'll see.
Oh, really? Yeah, Dyson. Yeah, Dyson, you don't realise... Dyson, you are a beautiful being. It hurts me that you don't see how beautiful you are.
Dreads.
Okay, yeah.
I'll do them for next week. Yeah.
Would that be cultural appropriation?
It'll be embarrassing, I'll tell you.
Try it, but it'd take you longer than a week to sort dreads out, wouldn't it?
Yeah, you would, yeah.
I had a double problem this week. I cricked my neck.
Ooh.
It's taken about 5 days for it to go back to normal.
Mm.
I used too many pillars. And then I woke up in the morning and it was like I'd torn the muscle from behind my ear to the top of my shoulder. Many muscles may be involved in that.
So is it still
agony?
Still
couldn't
aching?
Turn around, bro. You know, I was having to, if anything was happening behind me, I'd have to turn my whole body.
Yeah, it's weird when you have to do that.
Oh, it's horrible.
Yeah.
Ruins your day, doesn't it?
So is that what you've got the ibuprofen for? Is that what that's for? Yeah.
Don't read out my medicine on air. It's like private medical stuff. Is that what you got the cream for? Yeah. That embarrassing rash. Shut up, Dyson.
No, you should do. You should do that. I thought I knew. Thought I had gout the other day because I did a 5K run for the first time in ages, and a very painful, very painful. You know that joint it's the big toe joint.
Oh yeah,
Obviously, regular listeners will know we've talked about gout for many years on this show, and I thought I had it, but it seems. I wonder if it's just like I just twinged it running.
Yeah,
so I had some ibuprofen. It went, and it's never come back.
Have you got proper running trainers?
Yes. Oh, okay. Yeah.
Often when you first start running, you get all sorts of ailments, and it'll move around. It'll be your knee, it'll be your Achilles, it'll be your thigh, it'll be your hip.
I'm getting so old. I think I'm better running on a treadmill than running on actual concrete.
Lower impact. If you've got a treadmill at home, then do use it.
I haven't.
Run along the beach.
Yes. Well.
Like Mitch from Baywatch, that Hasselhoff.
Oh, yes. Yeah, on a
especially
pebbly
your hairy
beach,
body, it looked great.
Quite hard on a pebbly beach.
Oh, yeah. Maybe just swim in the sea.
Things. Yeah, yeah.
Or just run on the path that's nearest to the beach.
Yes, I'd sometimes do that, yes. Nice
but with a red lunchbox, it looks like you've got one of those Baywatch things. Some people stand in the darkness. Oh, I'd love to see you run along a beach in a small pair of shorts.
Well, we can make it happen someday.
Let's do it. Yeah.
The Rock and Roll Football Podcast with Matt Ford and Matt Dyson.
We are delighted to be joined by a very special guest. It's the stadium announcer for Woking FC, the man himself, Charlie. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. Afternoon, gentlemen.
Good to have you. Good to have you with us.
It's an honour to have you with us, Charlie. How long have you been the stadium announcer for Woking?
So I started doing it part-time the start of last season. I took over because the previous gentleman, Andy, was in poor health. So I saw a job offer on the website and jumped to the opportunity, and now I'm here full-time this season.
So you start as a part-time stadium announcer. Have you ever done stadium announcing before?
No, I've had a couple of cameo appearances on TV news, them kind of things. Never done anything like this.
The Lathwaite Community Stadium. We can hear the music you're playing in the background right now, in fact.
That's it.
What tunes are you currently dropping? What's going down well with the Woking crowd?
What have we got today? We've got I Predict a Riot. We've got some Palestini in there. Before the players come out, we always put on Town Called Malice by The Jam.
Of course. Yes.
That's the main one. Local heroes, you know. So, yeah.
And do you have, like, a catchphrase before kickoff? Do you go, OK, it's time for kickoff. Let's do this, Woking!
So I have a little line that I started doing at the start of this season. I'll give you a little run for it, if you like.
Yes, please.
Here we go.
Yes.
Cards fans, it's another Saturday afternoon here at the Lathwaite, and kickoff is just minutes away.
Brilliant.
Team proud, make some noise, and get behind the boys. Come on, you
Charlie!
Yes! Amazing!
Yes,
Charlie! Wow!
Oh, Charlie!
Is that enough to get you pumped for the game today?
I'm fully pumped! Well, Charlie, we're all behind you, of course, on Rock and Roll Football on Absolute Radio. We're supporting Woking until you lose, so we wish you all the best for today, and hopefully we'll get you back on.
Definitely, and don't worry, you'll definitely be here next week because we're going to win today. I can feel it. It's a big one.
Confident.
Matt, and you. Rock and Roll Football.
Goals,
yes,
Dyson.
So many early goals going in after the Celtic late win earlier. Rangers are already 1-0 up in their game. Norwich are 1-0 up against Preston North End in the Championship. Sheffield Wednesday are beating Cheltenham 1-0. Loads of early goals. Birmingham City have scored. Austin Trusty after 3 minutes there, 1-0 up at home to Bristol City. No goals in the Premier League as yet.
Our producer Liam Clark, a big Birmingham City fan, face lighting up.
Yes.
For the Blues.
Yeah. Very exciting for them, isn't it?
Well, we had some good news this week for Forest. Steve Cooper, who everyone thought was going to get fired. Malicious rumours on social media suggesting he was about to be fired. He ended up coming out of that meeting with a 2-year extension on his contract.
I genuinely, when I saw the Sky Sports alert on my phone, I genuinely looked at it and thought, oh, they have sacked him. That's a shame. But then I read it and I did a double take. I was like, what?
Whoa.
They've not sacked him. They've actually gone the opposite way and given him a contract extension.
I couldn't do a double take because I'd cricked my neck. So I just took my whole body. I just spasmed in front of my RSS feed.
It was amazing. But yeah, I mean, I agree with them because I think if we are going to go down and yo-yo for a bit, I'd rather have him at the helm.
Also, yes, I think maybe the main point is I hope he keeps us up.
Yeah, he'll try and keep us up, but it's very hard to stay up in the Premier League, isn't it? You know.
Big goal in the Premier League.
Oh, no. The team that hammered Forest on Monday night are already 1-0 up at Bournemouth. Patson Daka has scored for Leicester City.
They're on a bit of a roll. But it's early doors yet. Anyway, let's just see what happens. But Steve Cooper must have been sat in the corridor or wherever they sit before they get summoned by the owners.
Yeah.
Steve, can you come in, mate?
Yeah. Oh, he's like, oh, right, okay, let's get this over with. Go on, just say it. And then they reveal the new contract.
Yeah, I wonder if they did it as like a ta-da. If they go, look, don't worry. Yeah. Or they go, obviously the results haven't been going our way, so you probably saw this coming.
Yes.
We'd like to offer you more money in 2 years. He must have thought, what?
Yes, yeah.
Are you serious?
Yes.
But I'm losing every week. Yeah. Shouldn't you be firing me? All right, don't talk us out of it, Steve.
Five in a row.
I can't believe this. Yeah. Right, and all the other things I put in the contract about wanting my kitchen refloored. You cool with all that? Absolutely. Whatever you want, Steve. You're the man to take us down. Sign here. Hang on a minute. But I am amazing, delighted. I am delighted.
It was a bit like a sort of reveal at the end of a TV show. We don't want to give you that. We'll give you this instead. Of
like, we don't want to give you that.
We don't want to give you that.
You've got Steve Gibbitt.
It's just amazing. It feels like the sort of thing. I don't think there's a Netflix documentary about Forrest, but it seems like the sort of thing you'd save for a TV show.
Glory hunters on Rocky Wall Football.
No, speaking of football in Nottingham, bad news for Woking, our Glory Hunters team. Ruben Rodriguez has scored a penalty for Notts County.
Can't
the Pies are 1-0 up at
Woking. And another goal in the Premier League.
A goal in the Premier League as well, because Brentford are 1-0 up at Newcastle. Newcastle's clean sheet gone already. And Mbeumo with the goal for the Bees.
Are you a fan of surprises?
No, not massively.
I'd rather always know.
If like it was a surprise party. Or
yes.
Something, like, yeah, but seriously, just tell me.
Yes.
And then I'll act surprised.
Yes.
Because otherwise it's a bit nerve-wracking, isn't it, really?
Of course, because today we are supporting Woking. Here's Matt Dyson with some facts about our new club.
Yes, Woking. The team we're backing on the Glory Hunters. A lot of notable people from the borough and the town of Woking. Paul Weller, obviously.
Is it a borough and a town?
It's a borough and a town, as I clarified on last week's episode.
All right.
We weren't paying attention. I think he's taking notes.
He's got an old teacher on us. I wasn't listening.
See me after class, Ford.
All right. Okay.
What did your teacher used to call you when you were...
Scratch and sniff.
Scratch and sniff. See me after school, scratch and sniff.
Yeah. If you've never heard that before, it's because I had eczema and trumped a lot, so my English teacher, Mr. Wilshaw, called me Scratch and Sniff.
Horrible,
you couldn't do that now.
By a teacher.
Oh, I loved it.
Yeah, well... Yeah.
I didn't complain, I got on with it, didn't I?
Yeah, that's true. It's made you the man you are today, hasn't it?
Oh, God.
Yeah, water off a duck's back. So, yeah, notable people from the borough. We know Paul Weller's from there. The singer, songwriter, musician was born in Woking and went to the Shearwater County Secondary School.
Ooh.
For some of his biggest hits coming up on the show later at half time.
Did he do well at school?
Yes, he did weller than the other kids.
You're a genius. You're a genius.
Sense, but yeah. Delia Smith, also from Woking. Born in Woking.
Wow.
Later went on to be associated with Norwich, obviously.
Yeah.
H.G. Wells, the writer, is also one of Woking's sons. He wrote The Time Machine, The Invisible Man, The Island of Dr. Moreau, some big books. George Bernard Shaw, the playwright, Pygmalion, he was from Woking. These are some interesting facts. I'm getting a little bit bored by these.
No, it's fine. It's just you're clearly just reading out a Wikipedia page, so it slightly ruins the magic in person.
Okay, and also Boz from Boz's Wholesale Fruit and Veg Store. He is a local greengrocer whose store emblazons the shirts of Woking Football Club. They are the sponsor. Just some greengrocer.
Well, sadly, that shirt is currently covered in tears, Dyson, because County have got a second.
Oh, no, yes. Scott scored for... we're not going to have any more Woking facts, but look at it at this stage. They're 2-0 down after just 15 minutes.
Looks like we're going to be sponsoring County next week.
Great. Well, I'll go and get some... I'll look up Notts County's Wikipedia page and then read some facts out from that, shall I?
But obviously it'll be facts about the area, won't it? So,
yes,
Nottinghamshire, you should be able to do that off the top of your head.
We know it well, yeah.
Brown, two words for you. Brown sauce, invented in Snenton by a greengrocer.
Nice, yes, and Snenton, of course, with its famous windmill.
Yes, and where, what's his flavour, who invented the Salvation Army?
Yes.
William Booth.
William Booth is from Sneno.
Yes. Kicking you into shape, it's the Rock and Roll Football Podcast.
What's he saying at the end there?
It's a weird Scottish teacher from one of Pink Floyd's school, I think. He says, if you don't eat your meat, you can't have any pudding.
Good rule for life. Yes, although the vegetarians will not be happy, and rightly so.
Well, just eat your main course, then you can have your pudding.
Your main course? Yeah. What sort of posh course do you go to after the mains today?
No,
check the specials, Bourne. Yes, well, it's tin spaghetti al dente.
No, it was a very different experience in my school refectory.
I mean, the fact that you even called it a refect...
Well, yeah, it was just a dinner hall.
What was it?
Dinner hall.
Yeah. Parquet flooring.
Yes, probably the smell of mashed potato in the air.
Seeped into everything, didn't it?
Yeah, I love it. I've been looking at secondary schools with my daughter recently, and it's nice to go back. You see the state of the modern school dinner operation, and it's completely changed.
Give us an insight for the childless among
like,
us.
They give you like it's really nice, like curry and vegetable curry and rice.
Great.
Samosas.
And you get to sample them, like
we sampled it.
Really?
The school we went to the other night, we had basically. We all sat down and had a full meal for free.
So you're going back up for seconds.
Little life hack for you. If you're looking for secondary schools, go to the canteen area and don't bother eating before you go. That's what I'm saying.
And is it still mashed potato with an ice cream scoop? Or?
No, none of that. No, it's all changed now. Yeah, it's very. But food tech seems very different to home economics that I used to go.
Okay.
Home.
But just to stay on the school dinner, yeah. Do you still get like the sort of prison plastic plate with the different compartments?
No. That never really happened, did it?
Is it at my school?
Your school, did you?
Yeah, like a moulded plastic plate.
Slop it into the thing, but yeah. You still had a plate, though.
No. It was a plastic moulded thing where there was you got your pudding in one section, you got your main in another.
That is very prison-like.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. Wow. So you never had... Obviously, you went private or something.
No.
You called it the refectory. You said you had like a menu.
No, my comprehensive main school course. Had plates. I mean, I think it's like a basic requirement, isn't it?
We've got an amuse-bouche for that. So what else did you... talk us through the luncheon bridge.
Well, there was a very nice chocolate brownie, lots of good cakes, a lovely carrot cake, no walnuts, because obviously school's a nut-free zone.
Good.
I mean, yeah, exactly. It's good for everyone. And they just improved a lot. So the smell, that old smell, the custard, the mashed potato,
yeah.
Those days are gone.
And what does it smell of now?
Just like a clean dining area, you know, quite nice and somewhat lacking in character, you might say, but yeah.
More goals! My word!
Oh, Man City have got a second. Phil Foden's on fire at the moment. He got an assist for the first one for Cancelo, and now he's scored himself, and they are 2-0 up against Southampton. Also, 2-0 up on Newcastle United. Murphy has just scored. Callum Wilson with the assist after Guimaraes put them ahead earlier. So they're winning 2-0. And there's the update. For the Premier League.
Let us know. Text on 81215 in honour of Steve Cooper thinking that he was getting fired and actually then getting a great contract. Tell us about the worst surprises you've had. Richard in Minster says, my man went to see Frank Sinatra and came back with Right Said Fred's autograph.
Really?
I mean, if you thought you were going to get Sinatra's autograph and you got Right Said Fred instead.
Yeah, you got that's a strange turn up for the books, isn't it?
The worst surprise you've ever... Oh!
Glory Hunters on Rock and Roll Football.
Yes, there's life in Woking yet. They've got a goal back. It's 2-1 they're losing at home to Notts County, but it's game on for the Glory Hunters.
I always struggled as a kid. You know, if you get given... I mean, even now, if you get given something you've already got...
Oh, right.
I'm terrible at present acting.
Yes.
Oh, great. I feel like going, I'm really sorry I've already got one. But you obviously can't do that.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a shame, isn't it? But, they're not to know, are they, sometimes, if they're replicating gifts.
Are you good at... On Christmas Day, when you're opening stuff?
No, I'm not, because sometimes you get a bit of a grump on, don't you?
Do you?
If you've got something you don't want, it's hard to snap out.
The dark side of Dyson.
But what I am good at, you know, is when I used to open a card from my grandma and granddad, and you like, the main thing you're focusing is on the cash.
Cash.
You got to pretend for a little bit that you're, reading the card, enjoying the
card.
and then the money is an afterthought. Oh, look, there's a couple of quid in there as well. Yeah, you can feel the weight of them. I used to love that, getting pound coins from grandparents or stuffed into your mitt, your little sticky mitt as you leave the house.
I mean, these days now, kids must just get it backed to them, I guess. Just we've got like a little contactless PDQ machine, and people
just
come to their birthday.
PayPal, thanks.
But that was great. You get a card with just sellotaped money.
Yes, sellotaped. In, that's when they've gone.
That's
to
a couple of quid,
And then if it's light, you're like, maybe there's a note in here.
Or a check.
Or a check.
I used to always think when it was near my birthday, like if I saw the post van, you know, like parcel for us, then, it must be for me. Never was.
No. When was the last time you paid a check into the bank?
Oh, crikey. Because the thing is, even if you get a check now, you can just do it on the app, can't you?
Oh, can you?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you can scan the
I mean, I can't believe this has turned into, like, banking chat. This is because of those boring show on the radio. Oh, let us know how you bank. 8, 12, 15. Yeah, when was the last time you... When was the last time you paid a cheque into the bank?
I haven't done it for ages, but you, so someone gave you a cheque?
Yeah.
Wow.
You get, like, refunds on train tickets or stuff like that?
And they give you a cheque, yeah.
Sometimes, yeah.
And you'll scan it in via the app?
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
Or you sometimes pay it in. Just the other week I paid one in, actually, yeah. Just go to the paying-in machine. You barely have to go up to the kiosk.
Oh, yes, the paying-in machine, yeah. That's at the hole in the wall, then, isn't it? Yeah, yeah.
Well, I still go in. You've got special deposit machines.
Very rarely go in branch now.
Most cash machines, I've got to be honest, I don't like touching with my fingers. Yeah. I mean, I don't touch it with any other part of my body. I'm not, like, doing it with my tongue or my nose.
They've got cameras in them, you know, 40.
But I, like, cover my hand. Like, most cash machines in this country are filthy, aren't they?
It's a bit manky, isn't it? Yeah.
How do they get so cruddy? What do people do? Actually, don't tell us.
They should have hand gel dispensers next to them, really, shouldn't they?
They should, yeah. Ooh. Or just, like, disposable gloves, like they have a petrol pump.
Oh, yeah,
People would just chuck them on the floor, though, wouldn't they? Yeah, but, yes, let us know your how often you better check into the bank. But kids now, I mean, do you give them... It's got to be check, surely.
Well, or just no. You have a little app on your phone, so you can, they've got, like, their own cards and you connect it to an app.
This is insane.
You can transfer. So they do a little job, you get a pound, transfer it into their account. It's like the Hyper Jar or something it's called.
Okay.
Really good. Really good.
Sounds it's like a sort of prison system, really. They get phone cards or
no, it's just
ciggies.
It's just why bother using physical cash in this day and age, you know?
Mark in Essex has said, how about when you used to get a postal order or even worse, a book token?
I quite like a book token. Yeah, I used to love them. Wait, what's sorry to I'm getting a lot of notifications on my Twitter feed, Fordy. I think you may have done something. Someone just said, define too much, eating too many mince does, was it raw, as long as it's cooked, no. What are they? What question are they answering, please? What the hell is going
okay,
on? Well, I went for a wee. I nipped out to the loo. And since that I've come back, I'm getting a lot of people getting in touch with me on Twitter.
Okay. So when you went to the toilet, you left Twitter open on your...
Yes, as I always do, and I trust and my colleagues to not interfere with it. You've done some sort of old-school hacking, haven't you?
Well, I just tweeted from your account. Have you seen what I tweeted?
Yes, I have now, yeah.
What does it say?
Does eating too much mint give you the runs? Asking for a friend.
Do you know what?
So
but I thought it was the sort of thing you might actually. Darren said, try 2 spoonfuls of gravy granules. It might thicken you up.
Oh, grim.
Are you offended?
No.
Are you annoyed?
No, not really.
Okay.
No, but it's just, you don't see it that often anymore, an old school social media hacking. Like
oh,
that.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Do you think it still happens much?
No, because most people log out of their computer when they leave an office. That's the thing. People are wise to it now.
I mean, what were the old school version? I guess Facebook.
Well, Facebook, that's when it started, wasn't it? Yeah. I think, you know, yes, some people, when they hack my Twitter, they turn the notifications off, so then you don't know it's gone out there, so you don't see any. Because you'd left the notifications on, so I was wise to it straight away.
Throwing a bit of shade. So I'm a novice,
so
basically.
So you need to work on your hacking game.
Someone's been in touches. I used to hack schoolmates' work when they went to the toilet by writing something quickly on their work, such as, I like poo.
That's great, yeah. I do that with my wife's to-do list, you know.
Okay.
You know, when she's working in the office at home, when she's not in the room, I'll sneak in and write something, like, silly in there, like, I don't know, like, praise my husband's appearance or something.
Oh.
Yeah. Or order some fish and chips for dinner, you know, something like that. And then she'll notice and have a little laugh about it later. It's just a bit of fun, isn't
it? It's lovely.
It's stuff like this that keeps relationships alive.
Is it?
No.
I mean, obviously, once you're into, like, graffitiing school books and things like that, school graffiti was... I don't know what it's like these days. Probably in the sorts of places you're viewing for your children, it probably doesn't exist.
No, they wipe it all off the walls before they have an open evening, certainly.
I mean, they'd have to scrubbed it off. I mean, they were done in permanent markers back in the day.
It's always very childish stuff, isn't it, from the school days, of course. Because especially when you're hacking, the pressure's on. You've not got much time, so you've got to come up with something quickly.
No, and the drawings were always appalling, weren't they? Also, there was a sort of... there was certainly a trend for a while of, like, putting people's phone numbers. But obviously, this was like... When it was landlines.
Yeah,
it was landline. Landlines in a toilet. Like, what are you doing?
That is a crossing a line, certainly. Isn't
it is. Yeah. Yeah. Have you ever had your phone rang as a result of this?
No.
Was there ever any graffiti about you around the school? Matt Dyson does this, or
no,
Matt Dyson likes that.
No, I don't think so. No. What, was there about you?
Don't think so, no.
No, I think I avoided all that. I think, yeah, luckily, thankfully, no landline calls from nuisance callers. The old school prank phone call was good fun. I used to enjoy doing
prank
that.
Calls.
Yeah.
I remember once a lad in our school found that, like, would find teachers in the phone book.
Oh, nice.
We had house parties where they'd, like, prank call teachers and just hold the phone.
Love it.
What? I mean, you know what? It feels very innocent now. It must have been terrifying for the teachers, mustn't it?
Yes, I suppose so, if you put yourself in their shoes, yeah.
If you've ever pranked a teacher, let us know, because that's next level, isn't it?
Yeah.
I remember once someone, a leg had come off a chair and they put it behind the teacher's desk. And they moved it and then they just realised, and they were like, right, you got very lucky there, because you're not...
Could have been serious.
I can't decipher this one. We're talking about hacking. Get in touch, 8, yes. 12, 15. Particularly if you've hacked a mate or been hacked by a mate.
Social media hacking. And
social
and
media.
Pranks, yeah.
School years as well.
Yeah.
He says, I was to be a police officer.
Oh, I like the way they've worded it. Very formal.
And used autocorrect on Word to alter a colleague's system when he went to the loo. It got changed from his name to Jesus is an Alien. He didn't notice and submitted his statement with the name changed. It got picked up by a supervisor and, thankfully for the both of us, didn't reach the CPS. Obviously, I'm staying anonymous on this one. Oh, so that was going to be in a report that would have gone to the CPS about whether to prosecute somebody.
And it just said, Jesus is an alien.
It wouldn't have reflected well on whatever police station, police unit.
Quite high level hacking, isn't it?
Yeah, what's the highest level
tech
hack?
As well.
Do you think they do this in the central government, hack each other? And like in Downing Street, they put like...
Have little pranks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Boris likes poo.
Matt, and you. Rock and roll football.
Holland, Holland, wenn Sie Bayern haben, man, spike it in das ganze Land. Ha, 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 Holland.
Wow. It's the first time we've used that.
Last.
Should you have that again?
Yes, please. Yeah. I love the ha ha ha. He scored finally. Oh, he's had a quiet day by his standards, but Man City are now 4-0 up against Southampton. Haaland is on the score sheet. There's been another goal in the Premier League as well. Philip Billing, who's scoring quite a lot this he should get top billing soon, shouldn't he, really?
Oh.
Ahead of games, because it's 1-1, but he's got an equaliser against Leicester City, 1-1 at the Vitality Stadium.
Erling Haaland. I mean, we've never seen a player anywhere ever score the sheer amount of goals that he's scoring.
It's madness, isn't it? Yeah. It's amazing what he's doing. He is a robot, I think.
That's his 15th goal in the Premier League this season.
It's just unbelievable.
He's only played in 9 games.
The like of which we've never seen before.
How long do you think it continues for, Dyson?
Until he gets injured, but he looks like such a physical specimen. I don't think he's going to get injured.
It's like he's a foot taller than everyone else.
Yeah.
And just stronger and faster and more precise.
Yeah, and one step ahead of all defenders, isn't he?
Does he scare you?
Yes, a little bit, yeah. I wouldn't like to meet him down a dark alley, you know.
I don't think I'd like to meet him in a well-lit one. I think he would scare me in any
alley,
environment.
Any sort of alley.
Yeah.
A jitty, a ginnel, never. No, I wouldn't want to see Haaland down there.
He looks like he could merely touch me and the breath would leave my body. Like,
yeah, he's powerful, isn't he? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's the intimidating Erling Haaland.
I think we're all in awe of him, aren't we?
You know what's mad is he's just so much better than everyone else. And we're talking about the Premier League, an elite league full of elite players.
And he's come along. We thought Sergio Aguero was amazing.
And he was?
And he was, but not as amazing as this.
Is he the greatest footballer? I mean, potentially, isn't he? He's so far ahead of everyone else.
I mean, when you think about it, when his dad used to play for Forest, I mean, he was nothing like this, was he?
No, he was good.
He was an all right midfielder, but nothing special, really, was he?
Not compared to this.
He played international level, but he was all right. But, yeah, nothing like this creation.
How do you feel about Erling Haaland? If you share our fear of him, Wrexham beating Barnet 7-3, 10-goal thriller in Wales. Incredible game. But... let us know what you think of Erling Haaland. Does he slightly intimidate you in the same way that he does me and Dyson, or are me and Dyson just being Are we just being a bit poncy?
Yeah.
Are we just too wet? Are we intimidated by a stronger man?
Yes. Are we snowflakes? Oh, if we're scared of Erling. We shouldn't be scared of Erling, should we?
The Seance of the Living on Rock and Roll Football. Send us your questions and Matt Dyson will summon a spirit through the void to answer them.
It's time to find out if there's anybody there, if you're near your radio. Put your hand on your radio and help me summon the spirit. Help me get in touch with whoever is out there in the Seance of the Living. Questions come in this week from Stu, who simply says, what is Keir Starmer's favourite biscuit to have with a cuppa? And is he a dunker? Let's see if Keir is out there. Busy man at the moment, but is he, can we get in touch with him?
Don't think it's the right question. The question is, what is our favourite biscuit? It's how do more people get biscuits in their life? We are going through a biscuit crisis in this country. And the government are doing nothing. And they want to distract us with these questions about whether you prefer bourbons to custard creams. You don't have to choose. Whatever biscuits people like is fine with me, because we are a modern Labour Party. An end to the debates of the past that used to were rife in our movement. The Bourbonites against the custard creamites. To bring us all together in a big, big biscuit tin for the sake of the country. But if forced to tell you, it would be a chocolate digestive. Oh. And yes, I dunk. Of course I do. Because I love this country and I love our traditions. And I sing the national anthem, I respect the monarchy, and I dunk a chocolate digestive into... And I'll tell you what I use, by the way. Yorkshire tea. Oh. Everyone knows it's the best. Yeah. Muck about having other brands. Weak tea is a thing of the past. We didn't do it then. We won't do it now. I will never do it in the future.
Matt, and you. Rock and Roll Football.
I've been talking about being hacked today. Dyson, I hacked your Twitter feed earlier. What's the latest?
Didn't you? Well, because still people are replying, some of them genuinely giving me advice. Just
one guy, my word.
Someone going into really lengthy detail about, well, because you'd put, does eating too much mince give you the runs, asking for a friend? So some people, because most people realise it's a joke and I've been hacked, but there were quite a few, about 50%, who think I'm really asking that, including my own wife. Katie said, I don't know what it says about our marriage that I totally thought you were capable of posting. What's a review?
Wow.
So it seems you trod the line between realistic and believable and still embarrassing quite well.
That's incredible that it was so well calibrated.
That it
even your wife thought,
wife.
He's definitely... Yeah, it wouldn't have even occurred to her.
She thought, oh, no, not again.
And do you eat a lot of mince then?
I don't eat a lot of mince, no.
But she would have thought that you...
I don't find it that problematic, to be honest.
You've gone up to London for the day. So, every time he goes to London, he's stuffing himself full of mince. Oh, it's everywhere in London, you know, mince beef.
Oh, yeah, they love it. Pie and mash, yeah.
Oh, that's true. Pie and mash is nice. Mm. Lasagna. I mean, we don't need to list the things that mince beef are in.
We don't know
at home.
But she believed it. So, well, I think that makes your hack a success.
Yes, it does. I think if I could fool your own wife.
Yes.
Parents would be a good one. If your mum and dad fell for it, that'd be very good. They probably would.
Yeah, I think my dad would probably believe it. Yeah.
Do they follow you on Twitter, your folks?
No, they're not really on Twitter, no.
Why would they be?
They don't go on social media.
Why would they be?
I know, exactly. Yeah.
Cesspit.
They're better off without it, I say.
Rock and Roll Football. Podcast done.
Dyson, we end the show as we started with you looking great, being able to carry off any look. Is there any look you think you couldn't carry off?
Well, a baseball cap is one of the looks. I don't suit a baseball cap at all.
Why not? Why is that?
I don't know. My head's too big, I think.
Oh, so you can't get it on.
Actually, on this, on Rock and Roll Football many years ago, Rob Beckett measured my head live on the show. It was like a really weird moment, that was.
And was that... What were the results?
I can't remember the exact measurement, but there was a few people in. We measured everyone's heads, and I had a big one, and then there was...
Yeah, but how big was your head?
But it was... It was, yeah, mine is above average size.
Is it?
Yeah. but, yeah, I mean, yeah. I wouldn't recommend measuring your head.
No,
it's a bit weird. You know?
No good can come of it, really.
No.
You're only really going to be disappointed with the results. So a baseball cap, mainly because you just can't get it over your cone.
Yes, yeah, actually, yeah, all hats very rarely fit me. Most hats don't fit me.
So you need like a beanie hat that has elasticity
yes,
in it?
Yes, ideally, yeah, sure.
Rather than a top hat or...
Yes, or bobble hats sometimes, like in the winter, yeah.
What about... I guess that's similar to a beanie.
Yes, it is. It's just got a bobble on top, yeah.
What's your favourite sort of hat to wear? Which one do you think suits you best?
Oh, interesting. I mean, I have pushed ahead with bucket hats despite my children grimacing when I wear them. I still try and wear a bucket hat just to keep the sun off, really.
I just think a bucket hat suits no one.
Mm.
I don't think anyone looks good.
It's
a completely unflattering hat.
Yeah, even Liam Gallagher. He was in Absolute Radio not long ago with a Gucci bucket hat. You know?
I think he's probably one of the few people that can pull it off, but I still think he looks better without it. A different hat.
I'd rather see his hair. Wouldn't you rather see his hair?
He's got great hair.
He's got great hair.
Also, I think a cowboy hat would suit him, and like a
yes,
nice Stetson.
Yeah,
he'd look amazing in
yeah,
one.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's the end of that chat. That's the end of the podcast.
Yes, I'm off on holiday, so we'll try some hats out when I'm abroad.
Going anywhere nice?
I'm going to Corfu in a few weeks. Yeah.
Have a great holiday, Dyson.
Thank you, yeah.
Come back looking tanned.
Soon. I'll bring you some little treats back for the show from the airport.
Oh, yeah, some toffees.
So if I see any nice hats, I'll get you one.
Oh, yeah, get us some toffees. Get us some Greek toffees from Corfu.
Yeah.
What are the sweets of Corfu?
I don't know what Greek specialty sweets are there. Ouzo flavour ones, probably. I don't know.
Yeah, ouzo fudge.
I'll check it. I'll have a look for you.
Get us some of that ouzo fudge. I'll be back next week with Chris Skull, and Dyson will be back. Well, I guess in three shows' time, two shows' time, in 3 weeks.
Yeah.
With his new tan and his
and
big
some
hat.
Greek toughies.
Oh, and as we said at the start, leave a 5-star written review. Get
Thank
us up
you.
The charts. That's the deal. Thanks very much.